Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. On yesterday's broadcast, I began speaking on a passage of scripture found in Galatians 2:20, where Paul declared, "Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." We're talking about what it means to be alive in Christ, that new man at our new birth, when we were born again, our spirit man becomes alive and we become the children of God. We become the sons of God. And since we are adopted into the family of God, that means that just as in a natural family, what a child inherits or what they possess is that which belongs to their natural parents. So in our case, all that Jesus has, the infinite riches and the wealth of all of His creation and universe, we are joint heirs. We're co-heirs with Christ. It's staggering, and we have not fully realized, because we are so limited with our finite minds and our imaginations. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. Beloved, what a marvelous thing. If only the unsaved could realize the goodness, the greatness of our God, how much He loves His creation, and how He wants to share His goodness and His greatness with us, they would willingly flock to the altar. But beloved, we deal with an enemy, the prince of the power of the air. He has darkened the minds of the unbelievers. They're believing a lie. They do not understand the truth. And only as we witness, only as we pray, only as we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us to those whom God's heart has prepared, can they be saved or delivered. They will continue to walk in darkness until the light of His glorious gospel shines to them, just as that happened in our lives. And beloved, thank the Lord for the Word of God. It is alive, it's quick, it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And when we read the Word of God, beloved, it's not just a book of history, although certainly it does contain historical facts. When we read the Word of God, it's not a book of philosophy, but it outpens and outthinks any philosopher. When we read the Word of God, it's not a collection of old men's writings, but it is the very content, the very thoughts of the Ancient of Days, of God. It's an expression of His heart, His character, His will. And when we read the Word of God, we see God's plan for humanity. And every person, it doesn't matter who they are, if they will but heed its everlasting invitation, they will pass from death unto life. And we are counseled by the Word of God not to continue to walk in our old paths, in the old ways of the flesh or of the world. We're not to seek those things that drag us down and keep us down in defeat, spiritually and physically, but we're admonished in God's Word to seek those things which are above. Colossians, the third chapter, verses 1 and 2 says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth." Beloved, when we look at Christ's miraculous birth, at His temptation, His crucifixion, His burial, resurrection, and ascension, we can see that the experience of the born-again believer is in like pattern. You might never have thought of that. But notice this. We become Christians by a miraculous birth, the new birth, just as Christ. Christ was born of a virgin. He was birthed by a human mother, but his father was his father, and the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary so that she was a virgin and gave birth, even as the prophet declared that that Messiah would come, the Prince of Peace, in a miraculous way. Our birth is also miraculous, and we become sons of God, if you will, at that new birth, not just Christians by becoming born again, but we become the very sons and daughters of God. And then, of course, what happens? In all of our lives, we experience the temptation that Satan brings against every born-again believer. Then we have to, just as Jesus went to the cross, our role then, as we are growing in Christ, we have to crucify, to mortify, that's what that word means, put to death the deeds of our flesh, of the old man. And when those deeds, and we do this by an act of our will, are we ever perfect? No. No, we won't be until Jesus comes. But in our heart is perfect toward God. We want to please Him. And when we are buried in the sea of God's forgiveness, we are then raised into a newness of life. Romans 6 talks about that. When Jesus Christ was crucified, what happens? His raiment, His clothing was distributed among the soldiers. Isn't that true? They cast lots. He had a seamless outer garment, and Jesus was buried only with the linen wrappings of the tomb. Jesus would have been naked, except he was clothed with new garments when he arose that third day, and they were miraculously provided. His new and immortal form required new and celestial robing. And so it is with us, beloved. We are the children of God, and when we are raised from death to the old man, the new man demands a new attire. The old man of sin is crucified and buried with Christ, and the new man is created in righteousness and true holiness, and we are clothed upon with Christ Jesus. They're spiritual garments that God gives us. We're the garment of salvation, garments of righteousness, the garment of praise, all these wonderful spiritual robes, majestic robes, if you will, are given to us. Colossians 3:3 states, "For ye are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Let me read Colossians, the third chapter, and I'm going to read verses 8 through 10. "But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you've put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." Praise God. And so, beloved, there are six things which the old man was clothed with, namely anger and wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication, and lying. We're not to lie one to another. These things every sinner is born with. Then the old man is to put off the deeds, the actions of his old life. We're told to put off the deeds of the old man, and they are as follows. He lists five things: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. Think of that. If you're coveting something, it's basically idolatry, according to the Word of God, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. So this is a list of 11 things to be put off when we become a new creature. And included in these 11 things, there's everything really that's has to do with inordinate desire, greed, unholy temper, anger, tongues, gossip, everything. Thus, everything basically in our outer life, our conduct, our speech, and also our inward tempers and frames of minds, our attitude, motivation, whatever is of evil or of the devil, is to be absolutely put off, wholly renounced and abandoned. Now, as I said, we do not live and walk in sinless perfection in this life, but that is our goal and that is our aim. Remember what the Lord God said to Abraham, and Abraham's our father. We're the children of Abraham, the children of faith. What did he say to Abraham? He said, "Walk thou before me and be thou perfect." And as I was thinking of another rendition of that, and just another way of looking at, somehow when we hear that, it's like, okay, Abraham, you're walking before me. Now I want you to do everything you can to be perfect. But, you know, if we can look at it this way, if we are truly walking before the Lord, if we are aware of His presence, if we are so conscious of His indwelling Spirit within us, if we desire to do not our own will, but His will, what are we doing, beloved? But we're actually walking before Him. And as we're doing that, we are walking with a perfect heart, and our actions will reflect our heart's desire. We want to please our God because He has done so much for us. Praise God. Well, beloved, my time again has just flown, and I need to bring this broadcast to a close, but not without inviting you to write and share your prayer needs. You can send me an email, and I'm always happy to receive emails. I just might give a brief confirmation of receipt, but I will answer a personal letter through snail mail, and or if you want to simply drop me a note, you don't have to write much. I will send you back that which I know will be an encouragement to your heart. I've got many testimony files of how God sent just the right word at the right time. So I invite you to join me. I do thank you for your prayers. They mean so much. UCM Partners, I love you dearly. Thank you for your support, not only in the spirit, but as well financially. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.